scratching the back of his neck. I mean, I don't think I'm ready to settle down yet, you know?
Fucked it up?
Alex asked. You might be right about me blabbing too much online. Jason confessed. Less said about all that, the better. Anyway, I'm back on the market.
Don't worry about it. Just give it some time. You'll find someone new, or she'll find you.
Easy for you to say. You've had women hanging all over you since all the crazy started.
That's not all a good thing,
frowned Alex. Whatever. It's only not a good thing for you because your words failed him. He waved his hand at Alex.
You're you, Jason. The one thing that I learned from all the crazy was that I wasn't getting anywhere with girls because I wore all my angst and loneliness like a neon t-shirt. Nobody wants to get with that. Fact is, you're a good catch, and you know why. Just relax and don't worry about it.
Is that how you work it? Jason said, trying not to sound sullen. His friend grunted, wanting to avoid that topic entirely.
Hey, I gotta get back to work,
Alex said.
Yeah, I've got another class soon myself. Should probably get going.
I've got the bill, said Alex, leaving cash on the table. He stood as Jason stepped out of his seat.
Everybody's still on for pool tomorrow? I'm gonna be late, but I'll be there.
Sure, Jason said.
See you then.
With that, he headed out the door. Before he left, Alex pulled out his phone and sent out a text message. Mission accomplished. Everything's cool. He didn't expect a response from Lorelei anytime soon. Fundraising for the arts required a lot of schmoozing and charm, neither of which would be helped by poor cell phone etiquette. He looked up from his phone to find one of the restaurant servers standing in front of him at his table.
You know, you don't have to hurry out of here, right?
She asked, smiling up at him with dark eyes and darker hair. She gestured to the mostly empty tables beyond his.
You kinda came in after the lunch rush was over, anyway. If you wanna hang out, it's not like we need the table.
Alex smiled back reflexively, and then saw from her stance that she read it as an encouraging sign. He realized that perhaps he shouldn't have let his eyes drift over to her so many times while he and Jason ate, and that he'd gone out of his way to be polite and friendly.
Perhaps too far out.
Sorry, he said.
I gotta get back to work. Going to lunch this late was an exception, as it is.
The waitress just shrugged.
Come back any time.
He felt her eyes on him as he passed. His strongest urges made it difficult to walk out the door, but his willpower won out in the end. Tempting as it was to stay and flirt, Alex preferred instead to keep his job, which presented plenty of its own similar challenges.
We hope you enjoyed this free preview of Natural Consequences, Book 2 in the Good Intentions series. To keep the story going, get the complete book today.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.